8:34 on 104.5 The Zone. This is the Wake Up Zone. Haven't heard this one in a while. Alongside Mark Howard, I'm Kevin Ingram. Dwayne has stepped out. Got a friend, Jonathan Schaefer, of course, behind the glass, our producer. Let's head over to East Tennessee and visit with our friend, Chris Dortch from Blue Ribbon. We put the cap on the college basketball season and silly season's in full swing. Chris, what's going on this morning?
I'm just still recoiling from the disappointment that you weren't on one shining moment. I don't know who I have to call.
It's unbelievable, Chris.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I guess call CBS in New York on like West 57th or wherever they are.
I mean, they even had a guy tumbling in the press row or trying to save a ball. I mean, it's like, come on.
I thought that was going to be the spot where it was, Chris, you know?
It should have been. I just can't understand it. I'm just mortified that my radio partner has been treated this way.
I know. It's tough to take. Chris, as far as the championship game goes, you know, going in, everyone's like, oh, this is going to be a dull game. It's going to be this defensive struggle and all that. And it kind of started out that way. But in the end, I thought it turned out to be one of the great championship games, at least of recent years. What did you think?
I thought so, too. I always find it hilarious that the people that opine on social media that never played the game, by the way, or never covered it to the degree that, say, you and I have and been around teams and seen what it takes, I applaud any way that gets it done. And if you look at Virginia, I think they're now 66-6 or something like that in the last 2 years, playing in a gauntlet like the ACC, that style gets it done. And Chris Beard, you know, he's a Bobby Knight disciple, but unlike a lot of other Bobby Knight disciples who didn't make the grade, he tempered what he learned from the master and became, you know, turned it into a player-friendly system. They play suffocating defense, and so does Virginia. And I think it was just a joy to watch.
You know, Chris, isn't it interesting? We were talking about this a few minutes ago, how oftentimes teams that win the championship, they don't necessarily bulldoze everybody all the way to the title. I mean, last year, okay, Villanova was clearly the best team. But, man, you think about how many close calls Virginia had just in these last three games where they survive, you know, against Purdue, and then they win against Auburn in a crazy finish, and then last night you win in overtime. I mean, it just seems like you get to a point. So it was just their year with you look at some of these finishes they've had.
That's exactly right, Kevin. It's called surviving in advance for a reason. And you know, you can advance in a lot of ways. It might be a ref's blown call or, a missed box out or a turned ankle. Anything can happen. And for Virginia, it did. And it just seems like they were preordained just as they were preordained last year to become the first one seed to lose to a 16. I think that as good as they were, that loss underscored some issues, and they couldn't just rely on their pack line. They couldn't just let teams that had spread the floor and had 4 3-point shooters just annihilate them. And if you remember when Konzo Martin was at Tennessee, Virginia played there in Knoxville 1 year, and that happened to them. And so they were susceptible. And I think they learned from that loss. And I was on a couple of shows yesterday just asked to kind of predict what I thought. And I just thought, man, if Virginia has the ultimate carrot on the end of the stick, you know, the ultimate motivator to make this story complete. And I think it's one of the best stories since I've been covering the game. And that's unfortunately been a long time now.
Chris, were you surprised that Rick Barnes came as close as he did to leaving Tennessee for UCLA?
Well, I'll tell you what, I've learned over the years about those kind of deals. We never know how close or not close they really are. Agents are oftentimes the culprit in these leaks and stuff getting out because they're working for their client. And I'm not saying Rick Barnes would do that. He definitely did not need money, guys. I think what for Rick's a man of principle, and I think that he wanted to make sure that his staff was taken care of. You'll recall that he had a self-reported NCAA violation because he paid Desmond Oliver on his staff out of his own pocket, and clearly he thought the man deserved more than that. And And I guess he kind of proved a point. And, you know, he did get a raise himself, but the pool for assistants is higher now. And he can pretty much, you know, do what he wants now. He's got the best facilities. There's like 16 restaurants in Knoxville that promised him free food.
That might be the best part of all, huh?
The guy's got it made.
What about Jerry Stackhouse? Vanderbilt made it official, and you know, an unconventional hire to be sure. Yep. You hear really good things about Stackhouse and the job he did in the G League. But Chris, we also know that there's a difference between the pro game and the college game.
Well, that's so right, Mark. I mean, if you look at, and there's a bunch of them: Isaiah Thomas, Mike Dunleavy just got fired at Tulane, Chris Mullins finally stepping down. He got his team to the NCAAs this year, but before that, there was three lean years. There's no guarantee of success. It's a different kind of game. In fact, if you look at coaches who didn't get it done at the NBA, I'm talking about Eric Musselman, and then translated it into college, it's kind of funny. So success in the NBA or just being in the NBA is no guarantee of success. Now, I'm sure Jerry Stackhouse is a great guy. He comes from a good pedigree. I've heard nothing but good things. But here's the deal, guys. You look up and down the roster of coaches in the SEC now when you throw Musselman at Arkansas and Buzz Williams at Texas A&M. It's a meat grinder. And by any measure, any poll that you could devise, Vanderbilt's going to be last in that right now. And it's no knock on Coach Stackhouse. It's just, you know, his experience or lack thereof versus every other coach in the league. And it's going to be a little scary for a while. It's going to be scary for everybody. This is a meat grinder of a league now.
Yeah, it seems like it's only gotten tougher in terms of the coaches that have been hired over the last few weeks. Well, we'll go back to UCLA real quick. Chris, what do you think happens next out there as they've gone through this, you know, wander through the wilderness over the last 3 months in terms of finding a new coach?
That's one reason I thought that, you know, as serious as some reporters made it out to be, and the LA Times beat writer fell for a fake Twitter account, which wasn't good. That's what I had said, that, you know, hey, if it was such a great job, why did it take them this long to even, you know, come up with somebody that you know, reportedly was serious about it? It's not the job it once was. Kevin saw that firsthand, where they got taken out by Belmont and Liberty back-to-back. The mystique is not there. Ken and I were talking off-air yesterday, I think it was, about the comparison in facilities between Pauley, historic as it is, and Thompson Bowling. And here's the other thing. Yeah, basketball is important out there, but it's a little team called the Lakers. It just doesn't have that cachet anymore, and it's tough in terms of recruiting. Unless you want to get your hands dirty in that AAU circuit, it's tough. I mean, I've talked to Ben Holland about this at length, and it's just not the job it was. They're going to have to settle for quite a bit less than what they'd hoped for. I don't know what happened to the Rick Pitino talks. Dick Vitale was sure pumping that up, but I guess they finally figured out that whatever happened at Louisville was too egregious for them to bring him in.
And Mark says it's a Clippers town these days.
You betcha.
Hey, Chris, great as always, man. We'll catch up with you down the road.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
See you, man.